Now, after the Civil War, the racial contract that John Mills speaks about, that he developed, talks about how extreme racism is in the United States and the world. Think about that. It seeks to establish an economic exploitation, a moral hierarchy, traditional partitioning the polity by race. Racial contracts seeking to partition and separate issues into race to legitimize privileges to white slash right white quote unquote persons and exploit quote non-white sub persons. Why in the United States does this happen? Racism is still alive and thriving in the United States, and it needs to end. It appalls me how so few people think about changing the structure of American politics, government, and society to overrule demolish any racial tension and racism that exists. Now, in the United States, it's oftentimes difficult for many individuals to really think about this because we go through various problems within our government and even within our own with their own lives, within our own communities. We don't think about what it is that race does to us as individuals. Why is it that we use race as an issue and a factor in our court of law and within our lives? Now, the racial contract, right, it establishes violence and an ecological conditioning. It also establishes various naturalized merits and belief that individuals are born, right, they're born to assume and have privileges because of their European ancestry. Plenty of examples can be used to talk about that. Nazi Germans believe that, for example, perfect example for that, they believed in Nazi Germany that they could rule over the Jewish race because they were the superior race, the Aryan race. Hitler believed that the Aryans, blonde-eyed, blue-eyed people, should rule the world and no other race is superior to them in all fashions. Problem with that is that even Hitler was Jewish and didn't realize that his ancestry was an important issue. But for Hitler, ruling the world was essential for the blonde-eyed, blue-eyed race. Blonde-eyed, excuse me, blue, the blue-eyed, blonde hair, excuse me, race of individuals, German of descent, to rule and conquer the world, to create a Reich, right? Established in German history, unfortunately, during the later half of World War I, I believe World War II. But regardless, there's been huge tensions between races now in America, and I find it essential to talk about when you see people, when you see them for an individual, what do you think of? Do you think of initially, do you think of their race? Do you think of them as an individual? Do you think, what do you think? Because when you look at someone and you see them and you look at them and you think of their race immediately, there's already a subconscious psychological effect that's been condoned on you. Individuals are people, but we should not be categorized according to our race. We should be categorized as human beings. Yes, we look different. Yes, our skin is different. Our hair is different. Our voice is different. Our height is different, right? Our physicality is different. But we're all human beings, and race should never be a definitive factor. When job applications were designed and created, there's already a distinction that has been established to separate people from other individuals. Why do you think race is such a big issue in America? Because people look at race as a definitive factor for opportunities, for what it is, social status, legitimization, intelligence, to which they can subscribe humanity to. Right, like I said earlier, there's the persons, there's the non-persons, there's the whites, the non-whites, humans, subhumans. Those are all psychological distinctions that are established by white Europeans to create power, to form this deep psychological racial contract. Now, in our society and in the world, we oftentimes don't realize how important race is. When we walk and we look at individuals, when we go to our work, right, when our families and our friends are living our lives, we don't really imagine and we don't think about what it is that people suffer and go through simply because of race. Now, In other countries, race isn't such a big issue, but in America, it becomes a very, very, very large issue. But when I think of the world and I think of other places, I oftentimes wonder, why is it that we have to still have racism? It's 2018. Racism should be non-existent. It should be gone. But because it's a deeply psychological issue and problem and people, it still exists. As long as the word's brought up, as long as people think about it, it'll still exist. If there is no justice, there is no equality, racism will continue in the minds and in the hearts and in the lives of individuals today. Now, I want you to think about racism, and I want you to think about your life, why it is exactly that you do what you do, and why it is that you think the way you think. Question your reality. Question why it is that things happen. If racism wasn't a factor, what would it be aside from that? What would we have in our society? Right? It's a perpetual notion of race, of people domineering over others, simply because of an inferiority complex that they have in their minds or the deeply psychological beliefs that they have. And with that, I'd like to end my podcast. Thank you for listening to the Love of Wisdom podcast with Anthony Pensa.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.